Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So once you acknowledge now, could you greet me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that song. Know that it is so. It is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, today, I'll be talking about the awakening. Awakening. You. Awakening. You know, most of us don't recognize the fact that we sleep through most of our lives. Some of us are just sleepwalking, like zombies, almost. Haven't got a clue. And the thing about it is, because we are spiritual beings having a human understanding, experience, what it really means is that we have not recognized that power within and around us. Now, everything we see indicates to us that there is a presence, a being force, an energy, a system. Okay, we call it God, the universe. We call it a higher power, spirit, the divine. It goes by all kinds of names, and it doesn't really matter because we all know that what we are referring to is that infinite, omniscient, omnipotent presence. Okay? Cannot be disputed. It cannot be challenged. Okay? It is in and of all things. And from it, all things have been created and sustained. And goes forward and still in orderly fashion. Okay? This we know. Whether you approach it spiritually or scientifically or psychologically, any other way you want to look at it, there is a presence we all must acknowledge. And that presence empowers us. When you can truly accept and try to understand that fact, accept it as fact, then you become awake, enlightened. Enlightened. And you find that sleepwalking you do becomes a thing of the past. The struggle that you've been enduring becomes a thing of the past. And you also find that all your wants, your needs, your desires will automatically unfold before you. The darkness that some of us play in has its own misery and is all built upon mistaken ideas, beliefs, even the training and teaching of others. It causes us to walk around asleep, feeling powerless rather than power-filled, angry, tired, upset, sick. Obese, broke. Okay. Somebody said poverty was a mental disease. Someone also said that sickness, illness, is also a mental disease. You see, we do have a choice in all things. We have a choice as to what we believe. Belief and faith are not the same things. And sometimes we get that confused. If you are wondering where it is that you stand in your beliefs, look at your life. Look at what you do daily. Look at the choices that you make all day long. Look at the people you hang out with. Look at the way you speak. Look at the way you dress. Look at the things that entertain you. Look at what you spend your time doing. And all of that will tell you what you believe about you and about your world. Now, here's the thing. Could that manifest in your life if you did not believe that this could be true for you? Whatever it is that you believe becomes your truth. It becomes a part of your experience. To become God or Goddess, Master or Creator of your own personal universe means to acknowledge that power that is within and around you. Awaken from the sleep. Turn the light on. And recognize that energy that has always been there and always will be. However you approach it, however you allow yourself to understand it. Know one thing. You can change your life simply by changing your mind about your beliefs, about your thoughts, your words, your feelings, and your actions. Now, some people think, well, that's a lot. That's too much trouble. And you can continue thinking that and living the life that you live. Or you can change your mind. If you want to be rich, then you need to think and act and believe. What rich people think, act, and believe. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be physically fit, if you want to be an athlete, then you need to do what healthy people do to stay healthy. And what they believe, and what they think, and what they do, you need to make that a part of your repertoire. If you want to be in a relationship, a love relationship with someone who loves you back, then you need to be loved and to give love. And to accept love so that you can receive love. And then you need to continue staying there, love. See, a lot of us, we just can't get that last part. Okay? But it is as you believe. And think and say, and feel, and do. Now, this should not in any way be difficult. I'm not talking about anything that is so horrendous or so hard to accomplish. This is your God-given right. I invite you to awaken from your slumbers today. Join the program. Join the More Joy program. Let me get you started. Start changing your mind, changing your belief to suit just enough to get you to the end result that you desire. Okay. I can prove it to you. Starting today, go to my website at www.unlimitedjoy.org. And in the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.